Yeah, we seem to have connected.
Oh, wait, yeah. Oh, and we don't have this running here. I mean, run Icecast. Start server. That was loser. Okay. So anyway. Yeah. Oh wait, I do something here. And test the levels here. Okay. Check one. Oh, that's a little bit too loud. Okay, check one. Check. It's not good. Check one. Check one. Sibilance. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Let me do that again. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. All right, close enough for government work. So, anyway. Oh yeah, we might as well. This is like the making of a promo here. Let's see, music, craft work. Craftwork 1. There we go. What are we going to do here? Get a little bit closer. Let me turn this off. Up to 45. Oh, we should be, this is 49 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the, copy. Oh, a new stereo track. Wait a second. Yeah, I didn't include this. Radio temp get modified. Let's see. And it, do this again. And now, Six's record party has passed, just like the Six of One show. Again. And now, Six's record party has passed. And now, Six's record party has passed. So clip that. Copy. Add new stereo track. This is weird because I'm doing it, doing the background music. Separate track. Selected audio only. And now, Six's record party has passed, just like the Six of One show. But that's okay because I have a new show. The next show will be 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central. As with my previous show, there will be less talk and more music. So I'll speak on with Fish at midnight. website is thenextshow.com. Replace me over the zero. Playlist and show archives. So join me for a late attempt at webcasting The Next Show, Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on RFD, Radio Free Dishnuts. Be there. Yeah, still not long enough. Anyway, 51 minutes at the hour. I'm surprised to get to the... oh, yeah. I gotta get mix started here. Yeah, I don't know what we're gonna play for this. Yeah, the Mets game, we're missing the Mets game, but we all have to make sacrifices. So, anyway, we all have to make here we go. Copy. Yeah, new stereo track. Paste. Get rid of this. And, I don't know. This is a little longer than, And now, Sixes Record Party has passed, just like the Six of One show. But that's okay, because I have a new show. The Next Show, tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central. Oh, yeah, gotta start the Naval Live Broadcasting. Got that going here. And we'll find the some music here. That's just like 54 minutes past the hour. So let's get the... Oh, here, Smoke from the Mixer. This is an oldie but a goodie.
From the mixer. I still don't know what happened. The details were very damn. But there would be no show that night, so Blair went off to chance. And as for yours truly, I suppose I could have gone to bed. But Viva La Mock was on then, so I listened to that instead. Smoke from the mixer, a fire hazard there. Smoke from the mixer.
Up in the morning and he had some ramen noodles. You could say his fortune is nothing short of brutal. Maybe today he will get a free bologna sandwich made out of Wonder Bread, the kind that's enriched. And in Iowa, stranded with no car, and the basement starts to smell. There may be mold growing on the walls. I guess Thug's Life must be hell. I guess Thug's Life must be hell. Now he's on his computer, he's updating his blog. For dinner tonight, he can have his very last hot dog. He really wishes he could have a pizza to go along with it. It hasn't gone the way he planned, and this he likely would admit. And in Ackley, Iowa, stranded with no car, now he feels like George Orwell, down and out and up the creek again. I guess Thug's life must be hell. I guess Thug's life must be hell. Another visit from the sheriff. He must feel extremely screwed. Off to a Buddhist meeting now. Well, at least there is free food. Why has it become like this? When did the downhill slide commence? And when did life get so absurd that Ringo starts to make sense? And in Ackley, Iowa, stranded with no car, now he feels like George Orwell, down and out and up the creek again. I guess Thug's life must be hell. I guess Thug's life must be hell. And in Ackley, Iowa, stranded with no car, and the basement starts to smell, there may be mold growing on the walls. I guess Thug's life must be hell. I guess Thug's life must be hell. Going down the river, a few arrows in my quiver, a mountain man came to me. Glad I was armed that day, I could not run away. He was forking one of my friends, whose clothes looked kind of dirty. He said my mouth was pretty, yeah. Bend over, boy, and squeal like a pig. I think that buggery might be this man's gig. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Try to understand he's a mountain man. He's holding a big shotgun, otherwise I might have run. He likes what he sees in Strassman to trees. Offering money went for naught. Mountain man cannot be bought. He wants to mess with you and undress you, yeah. Bend over, boy, that is what he said. If you don't do it, then I will shoot you dead. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Things may have gotten out of hand. He's a mountain man. Thank you.
The following program is dedicated in memory of Brad Clark.
It's the next show for Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. So it's like almost like halfway through the shows for this year. But not quite. Oh, here we go. Let's see. So anyway, I was actually going to have a monologue about the war between Israel and Iran. You're aware that Israel has attacked Iran, right? Unless you've been in a broom closet for the last week. You're aware that Israel has attacked Iran. But no, there's something more important that I want to talk about. Earlier this month, June 3rd, actually, was like the date that we celebrated the 15th anniversary of this week's shows. It was the 15th anniversary of doing shows on RFD. So I started looking for material for previous shows. There was one show that was missing from the archives. As you may or may not know, I had a stroke in December of 2018. And, happy anniversary to Midi Dilla. Yeah, I had a stroke in early December 2018, and because of the stroke, I couldn't do shows for the rest of December. I had a stroke. Then I think in January I came back, and unfortunately, that show is missing from the archives. So I wanted to make clips from the show. So I got a little bit depressed about this. And I started thinking about, like, you know, maybe I can make an appeal to other people. They might have the show. But then I remember, like, I was not particularly meticulous. But I did record everything. So I just sat there and I said to myself, if there's anybody that has the show, it's got to be you. It's got to be me. So I did it. I went into the File Explorer. I searched, like, the streaming computer. And I searched, used File Explorer to search MP3s. And I scrolled down, and I found the show. Six of one, 1001 B MP3. It'd be 10 because that was the season of the show was like the 10th season, and it was 1 because of the first show of the year, so it was like 1001. So then I made clips from the show, and I uploaded to the archives. So now I'm gonna be a little bit more. I'm gonna search the drive for see if there's any other missing files that show up in the archive. And it's just like basically. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with this. And I also recorded a promo. Oh my. Let's see if we can find this weekend's show stuff. Modified. Here we go. What do we have in this, this week's show? Welcome to World War III Restream. Songs about working. I totally ripped that off from, Zombo. Tribute to David Thomas, Part 6. This Day in Music. And feature artist Sunvolt, Part 5. So yeah. And that. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehhh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. And you can also join us on the web at thedeckshow.com, replace the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. So anyway, we have an interesting show tonight, including like some clips from previous shows. But anyway, right now, I should play the intro to the show, so I'll do that.
No, you animals. Crafty is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
Dave's
are coming.
Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
Six was heaven's problem, adjusting to a tone status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
And I want to report a death in the music world. I'm surprised that Dish Notes Pat didn't cover this in the Dead Musicians segment of the show. Douglas McCarthy has died. Nitzer Ebb's Douglas McCarthy has died at 58. Let me read from the... here we go. This is from BrooklynVegan.com. Douglas McCarthy, vocalist and founding member of industrial EBM group Nitzer Ebb, has died. He is 58. The news came via the band's official socials. It was with a heavy heart that I regret to inform that Douglas McCarthy passed away this morning of June 11th, 2025. We ask everyone to please be respectful of Douglas's wife and his family in this difficult time. We appreciate your understanding, and we'll share more information soon. While no cause of death was given, McCarthy had been diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver last year. So anyway, this is our first track tonight. Nitzer Ebb and Godhead. This is the next show with number 6.
Show it on the way.
Godhead from Ed Head, released in 1991. That makes me nostalgic for the sounds of 1991. It is Billy Squire.
Also from
1991.
I got a bad
Yes. It's kind of loud. Anyway. That was Mike Post. And that's wrong. Play this too. Yeah, Mike Post. Theme song from the Rockford Files. From that was originally released in 1975. That's from the compilation Super Hits of the 1970s. Super Hits of the 70s, rather. Have a Nice Day, Volume 17. And before that, we heard Susie Quattro and Can the Can. Originally released on Big Stir Records in 1973. That was from the compilation The Girl from Detroit City. CD1. We heard Moon Martin and Bad Case of Loving You, song later covered by Robert Palmer, from Shots from a Cold Nightmare, released in 1978. The late Moon Martin. Before that, we heard Billy Squire and She Goes Down from Creatures of Habit. Released in 1991. I remember that. It was like pretty big on the Almorian radio. That was a radio hit. And we started things off with Nitzer Ebb and Godhead, the expurgated version from Ebbhead, released in 1991. And I remember the fact that what's his name? Douglas McCarthy died. So yeah, that's it for the opening set of music there. I'll talk about something here. Probably should get to the next set of this day of music, but I want to talk about this. I was eating dinner on Saturday night, and I was like looking through like YouTube and the official shortwave channel. Official SWL channel was doing a live stream, so I'm like, oh, maybe if I listen to the live stream, I might learn something. Well, I guess I did. What I found out was that June 30th, the Overcomer Ministry will stop broadcasting. Brother Stair, was an evangelist, and he was an American Christian fundamentalist. Evangelist who lived in a compound with his followers in Walterboro, South Carolina. So this is the thing, is that that in order to follow Brother Stair. The full name was Ralph Gordon Stair, born May 3rd, 1933, died April 3rd, 2021, age 87. In order to follow Brother Stair, you had to give up all your wealth. My mother said, "Oh, that sounds like a deal breaker." I said, "But you don't understand. If you get, like, just a few people to give up all their..." Sorry. Just have, like, a sneeze button. If you get a few people to give up all their money, you can sustain yourself. So that's the thing, is that even though he was dead for, like, 4 years... he was able to continue radio broadcasting on the radio from the grave, I guess. But the thing is, like, if you apply such a scheme, and I believe P.T. Barnum, there's a sucker born every minute. If you apply your scheme, you will sustain yourself, and you will find a way to make a living without doing a lot of work. But in all probability, you will go to hell. So yeah, you found a way to scam the suckers, but you're probably gonna go to hell. So I'm reading the Overcome Ministry Stop Broadcasting. It's on Reddit. I just read that the Overcome isn't going to broadcast on radio anymore. I sincerely hope that Widow Scott or some other dollar horror preacher will come in to fill the void. Melissa Scott could come in. I would hate to see WRMI and WBCQ go off the air. While I don't care for the religious content, I do enjoy programs like Pop Shop, Cruising of the Decades, Alan Sane, Blues Radio International, Encore, Marshall Barber's Rock House, Alt Universe Top 40, OTH, Harmony Barn Sessions, Northern Europe International, Carpathia, RET, and even Worldwide Country Radio on WWCR, the preachers subsidized. Yes, I can listen to many of the shows online, but it won't be the same. So my consensus is that WRMI will be fine. However, like WWCR and WBCQ may be in trouble. But anyway, try to get to stay in music before we fall too far behind. Yeah, here we go. Cue the intro here.
Chronicling this day in music on the next show.
And today... Oh, yeah, this is the wrong... I use the playlist. Today we're celebrating the birthday of... Wait, no, this is the wrong... we're celebrating the birthday of Barry Manilow, who was born June 17th. 1946. So he's... Oh, here we go. I've got to find it here. Here. He's 79 years old today. So we're commemorating the birthday of Barry Manilow. We're playing, one of his hit songs, done by someone else, of course. Anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamer.eastoflights.us channel pound skyscanner.
My whole life. Just put your loving in my box now, baby. Heart on the line.
Yes, that was Blondie and Ex-Offender from their self-titled debut album, released in 1976 on Chrysalis Records. And I have to commemorate the fact that it was on this day, June 17, 1976, that Blondie released their debut single, Ex-Offender. The original title was Sex Offender, written about an 18-year-old boy being arrested for having sex with his younger girlfriend. Debbie Harry changed the lyrics so the song was about a prostitute being attracted to the police officer that had arrested her. In private stock, the band's label insisted this single be changed to Ex-Offender because they're nervous about the original title. Yes. Before that, we heard Kilbourn and the High Rose and Rough Kids from Handsome, released in 1976. Or 1979, rather. I have to commemorate the fact that today, on this day, June 17, 1976, Ian Dury played his last gig with Kilbourn and the High Rose before starting his solo career. So yeah, 49 years ago today. We heard the Fabulous Thunderbirds and Wrap It Up from Tough Enough, released in 1986. And that's part of the fact that today, back here. Today is the birthday of Mike Buck, born June 17, 1952. So he's 73 years old today. And before that, we heard Color Me Bad, I Want to Sex You Up. From CMB, released in 1991. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Kevin Thornton from American R&B group Color Me Bad, the UK number one single, I Want to Sex You Up. I'm born June 17th, 1969, so he's 56 years old today. We heard Dead Kennedys and Forest Fire from Plastic Surgery Disasters. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Jello Biafra. I'm born June 17th, 1958, so he's 67 years old today. Wow, that's pretty old. We started things off with Me First and Gimme Gimmes and a cover version of Barry Manilow's I Write the Songs from Have Another Ball. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Barry Manilow, born June 17, 1946, so he's 79 years old today. And so here's, like, the thing about, like, forget about writing a number one song. Barry Manilow, if you write a jingle that's still being used 50 years later, you have achieved immortality. And seriously, this is from the AI overview. Barry Manilow is well known for writing and performing iconic jingles for major brands. Some of his most famous jingles include Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is there, I Am Stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid's stuck on me. Yeah, I mean, that's like basically like a total propaganda, because, I mean, Band-Aid's good for like maybe like a day or at most. And I guess it's memorable in that I still remember like 50 years later. And you deserve a break. You deserve a break today for McDonald's. Less memorable. If you'd done like ba-na-ba-ba-ba, that would have been memorable. That's not that memorable. Here's what else they have. Oh, here, Dr. Pepper. The most original jingle, the most original soft drink, was written by Randy Newman. KFC. Grab a bucket of chicken, is a jingle he wrote, according to People.com. Pepsi. Feeling Free was a jingle he wrote for Pepsi. So anyway, it's 7 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the top of the RIDs before we fall too far behind. Amazingly enough, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e888.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You could also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero, word playlists and show archives. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number two of the show featuring theme time, songs about work, and also the New Music Express. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dish Nuts, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal, too much music you've never heard before, too many long, boring economic lectures. Tell my friends and you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today. Unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room or wherever you happen to be right now. This is Radio Free New Jersey.
Here comes the Bogeyman, Bogeyfest is here again, up in the sky, he'll be here soon.
Alright, we're going to announce, did you know that it's Wawa's Hoagiefest? But it is.
Here comes the Bogeyman, Bogeyfest is here again, up in the sky, he'll be here soon, floating into town in his hoagie balloon. Quality is the order of the day. Where lettuce leaves are crisp and green, tomatoes are red from the vine. Where buns are toasted and turkey is roasted with a flavor that'll blow your mind.
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Excuse me, Scott's coming through. I'm the clam man. Hey, market's up. Peppers is at 112. Now I'm rich. I recommend investing in Sam and Dan's Clam and Ham Company. One clam per ham. Don't you dare think about getting one more clam per ham. I'm glad I got my dollars in Clam Man. My last name is Clam, and I also invest in Clam Man. I'm Scott the Clam Man, and I love birds.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
Alright, see those woods over there?
Yeah.
So, I usually just go in there and pick some crap off the floor, and...
Oh, okay.
What?
Oh, I was just saying, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's all good, it's all good. But anyway, yeah, it's usually a little bit sparse this time of year, but if you look hard enough, you should be able to find something.
yeah, that sounds pretty easy. I should be able to do that.
One more thing. Whatever you do, don't go beyond the rickety bridge.
Why not?
Because
you'll get lost!
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
Decca Studio recording of the full 15 hours of Wagner's Ring Cycle is one of the most groundbreaking projects ever undertaken by any record company, and it helped make Decca a world-beating classical music label. Recording started in Vienna in 1958, and it would take an incredible 7 years to complete the four individual operas. This Herculean task was overseen by Decca producer John Coulshaw, who, as well as respecting every eccentricity of the 2,000-page score, meticulously crafted this studio version, which made trailblazing use of the then-new technology of stereophonic sound. For the first time ever, an opera recording had an immediacy and presence that allowed the listener at home to experience the closest thing to actually being there on stage, right in the middle of a thrilling performance. Decca fulfilled Coulshaw's dream by ensuring that The Ring ended up in the homes of millions of people who had never considered buying tickets for opera or who simply couldn't afford them. Constantly available since release and still judged as the definitive recordings, Decca's Ring has sold an unbelievable 20 million records, making it the best-selling core classical album of all time.
Tune in at 6 on a Wednesday night.
Clay and Rachie bring the music light.
On RFD, they're spinning the sound.
Full albums play as we gather around.
It's the world according to Clay and Rachie.
chats that are snazzy. Hit the IRC, bring your flair. The music's alive and we're all there.
And now it's theme time on the next show.
And on the next show, even though it's June 17th, not Labor Day, we're celebrating the working man.
Well, I was born on a Sunday. The first day I had me a job. I was born on a Sunday. The first day I was working out on a job. I ain't never had a day off since I learned right from wrong. Said I was paying. I did something to a head.
Thank you. you got to wait for your money, good kind friend, and after you get it, move out.
Get your hands on your money. Find out where you're going. Get your hands on your money. Find out where you're going. I'm gonna leave this town and I ain't coming back no more. Well, my mama, she don't love me. Daddy don't love me no more. Well, my mama don't love me. Daddy don't love me no more. I'm a little baby going down on the coast. Blow.
Now the excited Southerner has a job interview.
So why don't you tell me why you would be an asset to this company?
That is a good question. I have a good answer for that. First of all, I am a very hard vocational school. I went to... willing to work on a holiday and a tango and a marimba lesson, learning to get along with other people. But after I got my GED with overtime... time and a half with speaking in two languages, Spanish and another one. And loyal like a dog, I'll tell you that much. Willing to start at the bottom and also willing to stay there. Got the urine test and completely flawless, drug-free with good references. If you call my last boss, he was going to inform me. But I got no dependence with a W-2 form. And I was wondering...
Yeah, that's great, but we don't have anything open right now. Thanks for coming down.
Cool. Are you all right?
Oops. Well, this song's dead.
Oh,
dun, 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 dun. Yes, that was, there were songs about work. Songs about work, jobs, and slavery. That was the Rolling Stones and Slave from Tattoo You, released in 1981. Before they were at Adam Sandler and the Teddy Southerner, a job interview from What the Hell Happened to Me, released in 1996. We heard Rat and Lovin' You's Dirty Job from Detonator, released in 1990. Before that, we heard Joe Normal and Stuck in the Job, released as a single in 2021. Big Sur single number 108. Oh, no, that was released in 2020. My bad. We heard Devo and Working in the Coal Mine from New Traditionalists, released in 1981, but that was from the 2008 remaster. Before that, we heard Howlin' Wolf and Work For Your Money, originally released in 1953. That was from the compilation The Chess Box. We heard Otis Rush and Working Man from Morning in the Morning. Homonyms. Morning, different spelling. Was it Mike Oscar? Unicorn, Romeo, November, India, November, Golf, versus Morning, Mike, Oscar, Romeo, November, India, November, Golf, anyway. Yeah, so there we go. Morning in the Morning. Released 1969, by the way. And we started with the Creedence Clearwater Revival and The Working Man from their self-titled debut album, released in 1968 on Fantasy Records. The House of Fantasy. House of Creedence Clearwater built. So anyway, it's 43 minutes at past the hour, so probably should get to the New Music Express before I fall too far behind. Why not? Cue the intro here.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
This week we have new music from Neil Young and the Crazy Horse, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Van Morrison, Brandy Younger, and also Buck Cherry, amongst other things. So let's do Neil Young here. His new album is Talking to the Trees. The name of the song is First Fire of Winter. New Music Express on the next show.
First Fire of Winter. Feel like now's the time.
Every rustle in the
That was Thor, Canadian heavy metal group Thor, and their cover version of Sweet's Action from Rock the Universe. I looked at the title tracks for the album. I said, Action, that couldn't be like tweets action, could it be? And it was. It was like, you know, like, sounded like that was the first song that I heard by Sweet. And I think I heard it on, like, WNEW, where rock lives on respirators. But yeah, I was like 6 years old, and I heard that song, and it's probably like the earliest memory of Sweet. Good times. Before that, we heard Van Morrison and Down to Joy from Remembering Now, released on Friday. Before that, we heard King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard and Phantom Island, also released on Friday. And we started things off with Neil Young and the Crazy Horse and First Fire of Winter. Rather coincidentally, from Talking to the Trees, rather coincidentally, released on Friday. So anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eHHH.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be up there for about a day or so. Oh, here's an interesting article here. This is from www.newsx.com. Trump fires back at Tucker Carlson. Let him get a TV network. Amid escalating Israel-Iran tensions, President Trump dismisses Tucker Carlson's criticism, reinforcing that he alone defines the America First agenda. Tucker Carlson, a leading voice among conservative isolationists, strongly criticized President Donald Trump, accusing him of being complicit in the Israel-Iran conflict due to his vocal support of Israel. Carlson argued that backing Israel contradicts the America First foreign policy principles cherished by many of Trump's base. Trump's sharp rebuttal. Speaking of the G7 summit in Canada, Trump dismissed Carlson's remarks with a quip. Let him get a television network and say it to so people listen. He emphasized that Carlson's influence has diminished since leaving mainstream media. Trump then reaffirmed his stance, stating that he determines what America First means, not commentators. Here we go. Broader GOP split revealed. The exchange highlights a growing divide within the GOP, rather. A faction including Carlson, Charlie Kirk, and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene pushes for non-intervention. I would add to that Rand Paul. Meanwhile, Trump and foreign policy hawks like Mark Levin, or as the British guy would call it, argue that supporting Israel and limiting Iran's nuclear ambitions are essential to national security. And so if you say no more forever wars, Mark Levin would say, good versus evil is a forever war. He just yells at you all the time. I started to wonder, like, how popular is Tucker Carlson? And he's a lot more popular than Fox News is right now. Joe Rogan's, this is from The Independent, independent.co.uk. Joe Rogan's podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, has consistently been Spotify's most popular podcast since the company acquired it in 2020 until Thursday. Tucker Carlson's show replaced Rogan at the top of Spotify's podcast charts on Thursday. Carlson, who was fired by Fox News last April after spending years as a top personality, debuted his podcast last December as part of his Tucker Carlson Network. The show took the top spot, but his time in the sun was short-lived. The Polar Daddy podcast sitting at number one on Friday morning, with Carlson second, Rogan at third. Anyway, this is from that site. It's 7 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the top of the hour D's before we fall too far behind. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number two of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number three of the show featuring Fun with Fish and also the featured artist Sunvolt. We'll have that right after this.
Radio!
Radio!
You are listening to Radio Free T-Shirts.
Free Vishnu.
Oh my God, RFD.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
One red Solo cup.
Red Solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Hey, so if you're not doing anything on Wednesday nights, you should totally tune into The World According to Clay and Reiki at 6 a.m. Central on the RFD Network.
The Canadian recession has already begun, so says Canada's National Post, with economists now expecting Canada's output to fall in the next two quarters, the definition of a recession, as exports tumble in the trade war with Trump. I guess the silver lining is a recession may not feel much worse than the Trudeau decade. The trade war, of course, marches on because the Canadian government will not drop barriers against American goods, including poultry and egg tariffs up to 200%, dairy tariffs up to 300%, discriminatory taxes against U.S. companies, and a near lockout of Americans in the financial sector that makes up a fifth of Canada's economy. Of course, the Canadian government does this because bankers, farmers, and the infamous Quebec milk lobby have a lot more political power than Canada's essential and competitive automobile, steel, and energy exports. Now, considering the U.S. makes up three-quarters of Canada's exports, which in turn account for one-third of the entire Canadian economy, this is going to leave a mark. The problem for regular Canadians is a decade of Justin Trudeau has already gutted the Canadian economy. So wages are flat since 2016, household debt is the highest in the G7, economic growth since 2019 is the lowest out of 50 developed countries. According to Stats Canada, 40% of middle-class Canadians are living hand-to-mouth. Angus says half of Canadians are considering leaving the country. So how did it get so bad? In his 10 years, Justin Trudeau doubled the size of the federal government, sending the national debt up by a third and driving inflation that is still stuck over 3%. That's twice U.S. inflation. More government, of course, means more red tape that strangles the economy, including environmental assessments to cripple Alberta energy, gig worker restrictions so you cannot drive for Uber, and a new global warming carbon tax that, according to taxpayer.com, raised winter heating costs in Canada by a third, which also strangles consumers. So this all drove unemployment to nearly 7% before Trump's tariffs, compared to just 4.2% in the U.S. According to Stats Canada, youth unemployment, so that's age 15 to 24, is actually double that at 14.2%. In the U.S., it's single digits. So incomes and jobs declined, yet mass migration drove Canadian housing to nosebleed levels. An entry-level home in Vancouver costs $800,000, while you need $170,000 of income to qualify for a starter home in Toronto's suburbs. Put it together, and Canada now has West Virginia wages, San Francisco home prices, and a looming trade war risking one-third of the entire economy. So it's next, brought to you by Unchained.com. Freshly installed Prime Minister Carney is in denial, fantasizing about replacing U.S. exports with Uruguay and Malaysia, not a joke. along with goofy schemes like government-funded prefab homes or making Canada a, quote, clean energy superpower by piling more taxes on manufacturing. Zooming out, the Canadian government and government-allied unions have at this point metastasized like a cancer. Over 20% of Canadian voters literally work for the government. Another 25% are the government-sanctioned unions that increasingly run the country. When almost half of Canadians draw a paycheck from growing government, you are in a doom loop towards a Soviet-style government takeover of the economy. It may not stop until they screw up bad enough that even government-paid voters break through. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the Six of One show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service. And now it's time for some fun with fish on the next show.
Fun with Fish. Some music from Fish. This time we have one track. That was the live version of You Enjoy Myself. Recorded, recorded July 15th, 1999, in the PNC Bank Arts Center in Homedale, New Jersey. That was from the album, Live Bait 4, Past Summer CD 1, released in, this is the Live Bait CD from, released in 2011, so that's our Fun with Fish. It's 39 minutes past the hour, so probably should get to the feature artist segment before we fall too far behind, so we'll do that. Cue the intro.
And now, the featured artist segment. On the next show.
This week we're featuring the music of Sunvolt. We're up to Honky Tonk, released on March 5th, 2013, on Rounder Records. The lineup consisted of Jay Farr on the vocals, Thane Bradford on accordion, Mark Spencer on bass, Dave Bryson on drums and percussion. Mark Spencer, also on bass, which is, same line from, he was acoustic guitar in the previous album, bass, pedal steel guitar, electric guitar on this album, and Dave Bryson on drums and percussion. So anyway, we're going to listen to a track from, this album. Here's Sunvolt. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e88.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at the next show.com. replace the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. Here's Sunvolt.
You're on the wild side. You're on.